to my Polish aunts. Skin pale and pocked with moles, your names pulled from Slavic litanies, were strong enough for farm work, had the taste of whole milk. Bertha, Elsie, Hannah, in your kitchens I sat on wooden chairs, one eye looking out for the coal-grade cats come up from the mouse paradise cellar, the other on the glass jars of oils and herbs, twisted alien forms floating and preserved like the saints to whom you'd pray to make me fatter, to cure rashes. Never a prayer for a child of your own, or at least none answered. In your houses, I was all brash new world, wanting peanut butter and Dr. Pepper, my summer shorts a shock of orange against the dust and pickled wallpaper, all American lust for plastic and new made, distaste in my mouth for the crackling polka record, the girdles waving on the line like Polish mother ghosts, or spirits of your younger selves, the selves I couldn't see, who spoke love and energy in another tongue, danced on bunionless feet, hair crimped with flowers, what I'd find, long locks of waving auburn, wrapped in tissue, after you'd all died. Even with that bird weight memory in my hand, I mocked you, your porcupine kisses, the haunted player piano, witch herbs, deaf ears, with a laughter that made my father frown. Dear aunts, the Pope is dead. The old country prospers tentatively after 1,000 years of tanks. Dear aunts, we left the St. Joseph buried in the yard. Forgive us our forgetting. Forgive me my blonde youth burning like your yesterday at the table. Know I will be you some day. My face will turn as foreign as a century. A small child will sit in my kitchen, smelling of grass and citrus, the food I've served her untouched, for fear she might cross over the invisible line between us.